us higher. Please take your seats. It's a blessing to be here tonight. Please take your seats. Take your seats. No movement, please. Are you ready? Let's invite Aida.
Jesus loves me, this I know. For the Bible tells me so. Little ones to Him
night, we experienced an amazing night of miracles. But I want you to know that we were only ankle deep in the presence of the Lord. Tonight we are going higher. We are going into the anointing up to our waist. And tomorrow is going to be even greater. Because God's anointed servant is here. And he's bringing the word with power. And signs and wonders are following the word. If you are ready, stand to your feet. Let's welcome Evangelist Dex Stewart.
I expect a miracle.
I expect to see you go today.
for with God nothing is impossible.
Nothing is impossible. It's not possible to be impossible. And with God, every promise shall come. For we know surely all things.
Everybody lift up your hand. I expect a miracle tonight.
I expect a miracle today.
Nothing is impossible.
Nothing is impossible to those who believe and say. I believe
God's word is still the same. Lift your hands. Father, thank you for tonight. Thank you, Jesus, that the throne of Satan is cursed in Kitwe in the name of Jesus. The root of power of the enemy is cursed in the name of Jesus. The wickedness of Satan is cut off and cursed to wither in Kitwe and in Zambia. In the name of Jesus, the Savior of the world. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We remove and displace the powers of darkness that are in operation here in Jesus' name. Now receive your healing wherever you are standing. Deliverance from darkness, from Satan's power. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Now lift your hand and worship God. Say thank you to Jesus. He's the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords. He's the Savior of the world. He's your Savior tonight. Thank Him. He's your Savior. He's your Savior. He's your healer. He's your God. His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. Father, thank you for tonight. Your wonderful power and your wonderful presence. Guide us, O God, through this evening with mighty miracles, mighty salvations, mighty deliverance. Thank you, we love you. We worship you. Send many angels into our midst. From heaven above, send many angels. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And everybody shouted, Amen. Hallelujah. You may be seated. I want to thank our wonderful pastors once again for your great support for a Healing Jesus campaign in Kitwe. If you were not to support what is happening here, we could not be here. So we thank you. And God bless you. Amen.
Amen.
Tonight I'm preaching about the King of Kings. Jesus Christ is the King of Kings. I saw heaven open and a white horse. And he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness that he judge and make war. Wow. He His eyes were as I'm describing to you your king. How many love King Jesus? Jesus is here tonight. Your king is here tonight. Your king is the king of kings. Hallelujah.
Amen.
His eyes were as a flame of fire. And he had on his head many crowns. Most kings have just one crown, but Jesus has many crowns because he is the King of Kings. Wow. He had a name that no man knew but himself. He was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood. And his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him on white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. How many are going to be one of the people following the King of Kings, white and clean? Out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, with which he should smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron.
And
he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness of the wrath of Almighty God. And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Ati kabiliena, kutifualo chakwe na kuita ntariakwe, kwa lembwa akuti shikulu wawa shikulu, kabili imfumu ya shamfumu.
Tonight,
unovushiku,
the King of Kings is coming into your life.
Ati imfumu ya shamfumu ile isa mumwe owe.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And when the King of Kings comes into your life, every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess. Amen.
Amen.
Now it is better to bow your knee voluntarily as for bowing, you will bow. As for bowing, you will bow. But some will bow too late. So it is important that you bow your knees to the King of Kings now. All earthly powers are temporary powers. They come and they go. The political party that is in power in Zambia one day will not be in power. But the church will always be there. Yes. The church has been in Zambia. And the church of God is being built every day. Jesus is not an ordinary person. He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. God so loved the world. He loved Kitwe.
He
loved you so much that he sent the King of Kings in disguise. Hey! The King of Kings was disguised and came to this earth. And he came in such a way that only certain types of people would recognize him. You see, the devil himself was shocked. He was not expecting the King of Kings to arrive in a stable. The devil was looking at various airports to see where he would land. He was expecting that the King of Kings would come with a helicopter, something fantastic. Suddenly, Satan received a WhatsApp that the King of Kings is in Bethlehem. And immediately sent an email. Satan sent an email to the demon power, the prince that was controlling Herod, the wicked king, and put in his mind to kill all children.
Ati shetani uyu hekubula na imelo, atampa no kutumaka sebo, kungulu shose, sheshi mwewe Herod yukula ati aloku, infumuna ifyalwa.
Because God had deceived the powers of darkness by letting the King of Kings be born in a very humble way. So if you are not humble, you will never see God.
Wow.
So the three wise men were told when they were going to see Jesus by Herod. Herod told them, please tell us so that we can come to the program. And the wise men were warned by God. This is a wicked man, a demon man. Anytime you see a lot of murder and killing, it's Satan. He was a murderer from the beginning.
Elo Herodi akumanya bali abamano batatu abali amukumona umwana wa mfumu kwati ukomuleya nga mwamusanga na ine mwisemu munje beko nje mumone uyulela nde fi kuja baba mano ni nkomi nike paya euletira tina ine mumpele kwensa mbunga mwamumona muntungulule nka ye monako.
So Jesus was taken to Egypt. And he grew up. And he was brought to Nazareth. When Herod died. And he grew up. and grew up.
No kukula.
Now God chose another disguise.
Atile sasa lile na kambi ukubesha na kumbi.
For the King of Kings.
Pa mfumu ya shamfumu.
God was deciding, should I make my king to be a lawyer, a doctor, a politician, an accountant, an engineer? And God said, no, all these will attract attention. So he decided, I'll let the King of Kings be a carpenter. Die! What a shock!
Atilesa, Aisa Vesha Nakambi, Umsango Waku Veshotila, Alessala, Shomanawandi, Akamonekela Umsangoshi, Vishala Monekanga, doctor, Alamonekanga engineer, Alamonekanga accountant, Vishala Monekela, Mumsangam Sanshi, Les Aisa Tarata, Umanawandi, Alamonekela Murika Pala Wambao.
Hey!
My want.
So Jesus, when he was about 15 years, became an apprentice carpenter. And for 15 years, he was known in Nazareth as one of the best carpenters of all time.
Ateito Yesu Kristu pamiaka ya lenge kumina isano, aishileva kafirisha wa kapala wa mbao. Pari yo.
In those days, you pass by the road and you will see Jesus Furniture Works.
They
the King of Kings was making furniture in Nazareth. In those days, if your roof was leaking, you would call Jesus Christ, he would climb the roof, and he'll be nailing it. And you will never know that this is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
Hey!
When Jesus wanted to expand his business, he was even making coffins, Jesus coffins. And his coffins were called heavenway coffins. Nobody suspected that this is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. That's why the Bible says God so loved the world that he gave his only son, who is actually the King of Kings and the Lord of
Lords.
It was a great sacrifice for Jesus to be disguised as a carpenter for 15 years. Now, when Jesus was about 25, his mother asked him, Jesus, don't you have any beautiful girl you want to marry? Jesus said, oh no, mama, no. 26 years old.
26 years.
His mother asked him, Jesus, what are your plans for the future? You are getting older. Jesus said, Mama, I'm praying about it.
Yes,
hey! She did not know she had the King of Kings in her house. Wow. 29 years old, happy birthday party for Jesus.
29 years.
And his mama was asking, no, beautiful girl. Jesus said, Mama, at the right time, you will see everything. Shortly after Jesus' 29th birthday party, somebody came to him and told him, there is a powerful convention going on at the Jordan River. The latest prophet called John the Baptist is in town. Wow!
Atipanu mafie ya miaka ama kumiyabili na babula. Babula chotila. Elo haumfile ya shimu mshira song chotila. Kuli ichile chikalamba icho kumulonga wa Yorodan. Ukoko wa Yohane Kabatisha.
And Jesus told his mother,
Mama,
I'm going to Jordan. When you go to Israel, you see how far Nazareth is from Jordan. The Bible says Jesus began to be about 30 years. And Jesus came to the Jordan, and there were crowds of people. Everybody was there. Jordan, many people. Now, just before Jesus came to the earth to be born, there was a meeting in heaven involving three people.
Ati, ido Yesu Kristu fia paleme muku fialwa, kwali ichide, kwali ukulonga na kumulu, ukwati walifia kwa bantu batatu epela.
God the Father,
Lesa Tata,
Jesus the King of Kings,
Yesu ifumu yacha mfumu,
and the Holy Ghost.
Na mpashuwa mshilo.
Hey!
Mwevan.
During this meeting,
pari inokulanshanya kwabo,
God the Father,
Lesa Tata,
turned to Jesus and said, will you go?
And
will you go?
Okay.
Jesus, the Son, the King of Kings, said, I will go, no problem. Then Jesus, the King of Kings, turned to the Holy Ghost and smiled at the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost also smiled back. Do you know what Jesus told the Holy Ghost? Jesus told the Holy Ghost, you are the one with the power. Will you come with me? The Holy Ghost said, but you are the one who has been sent. So, there was a discussion between Jesus, the King of Kings, and the Holy Ghost. Will you go? I said, I'm going, but you have to come. Then, the Holy Ghost whispered to Jesus, No problem. You go first. I will come and join you at the right time. And when I come, the magic will begin. Hallelujah! The power will begin! The power! The power! Jesus stretched out his hand to the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost stretched out his hand. Promise you'll be there. Holy Ghost said, I'll be there. I'll be there. Charlie, see you later. That's when Jesus was born. So now Jesus was going to this convention with John the Baptist. When he got there, John the Baptist did an altar call. Said, all those who want repentance, come forward now. Come to the front. Come to the front. Come to the side. Come to the right side.
Hello, Yohane. I tine kuchila pilo avanto. Abo bonza balefo kula pila balefo kuipela. Ibese kuno iseni iseni mule pile.
Jesus, the carpenter,
at
the disguised King of Kings, lifted up his hand and said, I want repentance.
Jesus Christ kapala wambao. I misoku wakwate awe. Na ine na iseni napile kuwite bobyo bo.
And Jesus walked to the front.
There
was a line of people. Come, young man, yeah.
All
they're all facing John the Baptist. This one goes and he's baptized. Next goes. Another one goes. Then it was Jesus' turn. As soon as he got to John the Baptist, John the Baptist's eyes were open. And he said, hey!
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 Did the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, I cannot even touch his feet, his legs. And Jesus smiled because that was the first person to expose his disguise. So John the Baptist was running away. And he whistled, hey! Hey! Look, don't do it. If there's a reason I can't. Don't expose me now, guy. So he bowed down and baptized him. And when he came out of the water, the Holy Ghost. Remember the Holy Ghost agreement. Do you remember the Holy Ghost agreed to come and join him? Hallelujah! The Holy Ghost came like a dove and descended. And John the Baptist was shaking.
He was shaking.
Now, John the Baptist had got some disciples. These were the disciples of John the Baptist. This. When they saw John the Baptist shaking, after the in the evening, they told John the Baptist, please, we want to leave your church. We want to leave your church. We have seen the Son of God. Hey! And they left John the Baptist and followed Jesus. And John the Baptist said, he must increase and I must decrease.
Hello, Yohane, tumbula na paka no kagotila. Enafuida kula inenchepe.
Now the Holy Ghost whispered to the King of Kings.
Hello, mpashwa mshilote peleshe kumfumia shamfum.
I'm here now.
Atimona ninjisa.
Let's begin. Then the Holy Ghost told Jesus, you know, I don't like the environment here. I don't want to stay for long. So let's make it an action pack. So Jesus, now Jesus from that time, Jesus only followed what the Holy Ghost said. So the Holy Ghost said, let's go to the wilderness and meet Satan there.
Because
he Tonight, Satan will fall in your life in the name of Jesus. So Jesus went into the wilderness. And he was sitting there for 40 days and 40 nights. And as he was praying, the Holy Ghost was giving him more power. More power. The Holy Ghost used to whisper to Jesus, "Are you receiving me? The flesh is so difficult to receive. The flesh is like a filter. It blocks the power. Especially your passions. Yes. So Jesus was there when Satan walked to him with lies and deception. But Jesus was full of the Holy Ghost. Everything that Satan brought to him, Jesus laughed and said, "Look at you. Look at you. You think you can deceive me? You think I am a fool? I should bow to you. A pitiful creature. A disobedient angel." Jesus took on the devil. He really blasted him in the wilderness. He told him, "You Satan, you are in big trouble. The fire that I've prepared for you, you have the audacity to come to the wilderness to come to tempt me. Nonsense." He said, "You can deceive so many angels. You don't know the fire that is going to burn you." 3 times, Satan tried. Jesus just did his hand like this. Satan was gone. First round, hallelujah. And Satan said, "I'll be back." Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible says in 1 John chapter 3 and verse
8.
It says, "For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil." Now, the King of Kings has changed his disguise from a pure carpenter to a pastor, a teacher. Wow. Yeah. Beautiful. As I'm speaking, demonic powers are broken in your life. Now, everywhere Jesus went, the spirits, humble people, and the spirits recognize him. These are the two people that saw him.
Yeah.
Humble people. One day, Jesus sat in a boat and went to the country of the Gadarenes. And the Bible says, when he came out of the ship, got out of the ship, was walking. Immediately, a madman who was completely naked, he was possessed with the devil. That's actually Satan's wish for you. He would like to undress everybody here.
Hey.
And the devil,
Hello, Satan.
This man,
Uyumuntu.
Nobody could control him. Tonight, if nobody can control you, nobody can advise you, nobody can stop you, nobody can change your direction, nobody can tell you what to do, it shows the presence of devils in you. The Bible says no man could tame him.
Hey.
And many times they tie him with chains. And he had superhuman strength. All abnormal human behavior is demonic. When you see abnormal things, abnormal human behavior, superhuman, that a normal human should not do, then you know that Satan and demons are working. Yes. What even animals do not do? You see, humans can do things that nature is against. Because in nature, a man cannot hold chains and just break them.
Amen.
Yeah, it shows it's abnormal. And then, the Bible says he was cutting himself with stones. Give me the water bottle there. He was cutting himself with stones. And he would cry. And he would cry. Anytime you see somebody doing something that destroys him, but he's still destroying himself, and he wants to stop because he's crying, but he cannot stop. It's demonic. It's Satan working. People drinking alcohol, it's killing them. Spoiling their lives. Making them mad. Having accidents. Spoiling their family.
Oh!
But I'm still doing it. Marijuana, weed. But you are still smoking. It's making you mad, but you are doing it. You are doing it. Smoking cigarettes is killing you, and you got. He will cut himself with stones and he will cry. Hey. That is how you know devils. And as soon as this man saw Jesus, the Bible says he ran and worshipped him. Because as soon as Jesus saw the man, the Bible says, he said, as soon as he saw the naked man, Jesus said, hey, come out. Because he could see in the spirit. He saw the demon. He said, hey, come out. Come out of the man. Come out of the man. What are you doing in this man? Come out of him. Come out.
Yali nafe Yesu Kristo amwene muntu wabwamba. Yesu Kristo amwiruka nokotira biba ndeti. Fumeni mu muntu. Fumeni mu muntu. Fumeni mu muntu.
Come out, anybody falling down screaming, bring them to the front here. Bring them now. Listen. Listen to me. Demons were here before you were born. You know, one time somebody was casting out the devil, and the demon spoke. And the demon said, I've been here for 400 years. Before you were born in Kitwe, there were things that were here and you came to meet them. And devils are just looking. Devils are looking for people to move into. Wow. The Bible says the devil goes out of the house and is searching. You know, one day there was a lady in my church. She went to the hospital. She was normal. People don't know that, you see, in a hospital, when people die, there's demons that kill the person are looking for another person to move into. So this lady, young girl, she was in the hospital and next to her was an older person and the person was having convulsions. That is like epilepsy in the night. And she had the convulsions throughout the night and died in the morning.
It's the right words.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, in the morning, this woman died, and this girl started to have convulsions. Somebody who has never had it. She started from that day to have convulsions. So, the thing that killed that woman moved into the next person. The next day. Yeah. You see, the spirits, that is why when Jesus would go to a place, they would say, ah, I know you. You are the Son of God. This is your Son of God, the Most High, the Son of the Most High God. This is the King of Kings. This is the King of Kings. Can you believe the King of Kings walking here? This man ran to the King of Kings and worshipped him. That was the human, that was the man. But Jesus was speaking to the devil in the man. And Jesus said to the devil, come out! Come out! And they were not coming. So Jesus said, what is your name? And the demon said, my name is Legion. We are many. We are many. That is Legion. Legion is about 6,275 soldiers with about 80 horsemen. So, over 6,000 devils in one person. Tonight, all devils in your life are going to scream and run out. out of you and out of your life in the name of Jesus. You look at the things that this demon have done. The demons made the man go and live in the cemetery. Tonight, maybe the devil has reduced you and made you lower than you should be in society. It's the devil who made the man very low. Tonight, that power is broken in the name of Jesus. The devil has made people give up. The devil has made people give up on the man. The devil has made his family leave him. The devil has made him stay in a way that even his relatives, they don't mention his name. It's, I don't know him. And then the demons began to beg Jesus. The Bible says they besought him greatly. They were begging, Jesus, please, we beg you. Do you know what they wanted? Do you know what the demons wanted? They said, don't send us out of this town where we are. We want to stay in Kitwe. We will not go anywhere. Demons are like animals. In the Bible, most devils are described as animals. And animals always stay in a place. They don't move far. That is why sometimes when you move to another town or another country, some of the demons harassing you lose power over your life. And so Jesus, the King of Kings, he said to the devils, out to the pigs. There were pigs, somebody's farm. Can you imagine there were 2,000 pigs? Can you imagine how many kilos of pork? Immediately, all the 6,000 devils, they came out. And they entered the pigs. As soon as the pigs felt the demons, they also started behaving abnormally. Just as homosexuality is abnormal. Have you seen pigs swimming before? That day, the pigs wore their swimming costume and said, we are going swimming. Hey! And the pigs were wearing their swimming suit. Because demons were in them. This is abnormal behavior. All abnormal behavior is demonic. And the demons died. Satan wants to kill you through abnormal behavior. Tonight, you are being delivered from every demon and abnormal behavior. abnormal powers and behaviors in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Hey.
And then the King of Kings was standing there, and the madman came to him, and he was naked. The madman looked and said, "Ah, what? You see, what you don't even realize is that your thinking is even wrong because of the devils that are working in your life." Bring a towel. He was surprised. He was surprised that he was Hey, Satan is wicked, though. Tonight marks the end of wickedness in your life in the name of Jesus. Because the King of Kings himself is coming into your life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And Jesus called Peter.
Yes, I tell Petro.
Peter, do you have extra trousers?
Anti Petro, shana kwata kwa toloshija ilimbi pambali.
Thomas, do you have pants? Panties? Boxer shorts? Boxer shorts for the man? Peter went to check one of his bags. He had the trousers. He called Bartholomew. Have you got a shirt? Hey! And the madman, bring me a chair, was dressed. And he asked, what is the other? James, for a tie. So the madman was now sitting here.
And then,
give me a chair. Yes. And Jesus was sitting with the madman. And they were all sitting. And the people from the town came. They saw the madman wearing a tie. I said, hey! What is this? They were afraid. And the owners of the pig farm, they were annoyed. Yes, it was a farm. They were not stray pigs. They were feeding them. They came with police. Aluta. Demonstration. This man has spoiled our farm. Let's kill him. Let's kill him. But when they saw the madman with a tie, hey, they were afraid. So they said, you know, it's better you leave. We don't know what is happening. Go out of our country. Just go. Just, because they would have killed Jesus.
Yes.
But it is the madman, the healing. Because he's a man, everybody was afraid of this man. You couldn't pass on that way. When you are going here, you have to go around like this because the man is. Tonight, everything about your life is going to be normal because of Jesus. Wow. Jesus, the King of Kings.
Yes, and
the Lord of Lords. Tonight, Jesus is coming into your life.
Yes,
but there is one great thing that he is bringing to destroy the works of the devil. Now, the work of the devil is not only sickness. Look, what was the first thing that Satan did when he saw human beings? He made them sin. The first thing that Satan wants you to do is to sin.
Sin.
When Satan saw Adam and Eve, he told Eve, I have something beautiful for you. Very nice. Some people describe Satan as a shiny serpent, like shiny silver. Very attractive. You know, that's why women like silver, gold, diamonds. And so Satan became very shiny, very beautiful. So when Eve saw, he said, hey, what is a nice thing?
Ati satana wala mulondola mchila shale kana le kana inshila imo alimo wa bengeshima musumo wa bengeshima bengeshima elimo alimo efena bana ma batemeno to bengeshima bengeshima utoa kuikomeka komeko to bengeshima bengeshima mwebani
give me that microphone give me that mic
then you call your microphone
yeah so Satan came to Eve
satana shile kuli Eve.
Satan came to Eve.
Satan asked to Eve.
Satan is very bad. Very, very bad.
A movie son of Satan.
Now, Eve was feeling, what's that? Satan, give it to me.
Atelo Eva no Satan pela kuna Satan pela kwa. Bambo kula besha.
Oh wait.
Asama.
And Satan run away small. Come back. Do you really want it?
Usho let you fire chine chine. Let you fire.
Eve had not read her Bible that day. Had not prayed.
Atibudia mushikuwa Eva babu kile feta bapepele po. Tawele ngele po ni jiping.
So, Satan said, open wide.
Atisusha kanwa.
When you open,
ngawa isula.
I put it in.
Nalabika mamukano.
And your eyes will open.
Elo amen so yobe ala
isuka. Open.
Isusha.
Open wide.
Isusha sir.
As soon as Eve ate it, she looked at herself. Hey! What?
Where?
I'm naked. She has not worn a dress before. Now she called her husband. Husband. Hami, is that what you call it, Hami? Honey, come. And she said, husband, I want to show you some styles tonight. For you to enjoy me, you have to eat this medicine. And Adam was very happy that evening. So Eve started to show. I'm going to show you styles. No, she was playing with him. That's the end. That's why we are here now. And as soon as Satan achieved that, he ran away. And Adam and Eve saw that they were naked.
Hello, Adam na Eve basanga tabafuele.
Take off this one. Cover yourself properly.
Ifimbe bwino.
Cover.
Ifimbe.
Cover yourself.
Ifimbe bwino.
Oh. You see now you are already lower.
No, but now upona kale oli panshi.
And all human beings are reduced by this thing.
No, no,
yeah. So God so loved the world and his children that he made, that he decided to send the King of Kings to destroy all the bad things that Satan had done. And that is why on the day that Jesus was about to be betrayed, the King of Kings, he finally revealed the reason why he had come. His disciples were at table. They were all eating. When suddenly, Jesus took a cup. Everybody was shocked. He took a cup and said, they thought he was going to beat Thomas. But it wasn't. They thought he was going to beat Judas. He took a cup. He said, this is my blood. Your blood? This is my blood. This is why I came. This is the whole reason why I came. This is my blood, which is shed for the sins of the whole world. Because nothing can wash away your sins. Only the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
No ordinary water can wash away sins. So Jesus, look at this sinner. Look at her. I mean, how can somebody like this be in a church? So evil. So dirty. But Jesus,
Hello, Jesus Christ.
Do you remember the woman who was caught in adultery? God has caught all of us. It's something you cannot easily see, but God has. And Jesus comes and says, this is what I'm giving, my blood. You. Lift up your hand if you want my blood. And he poured his blood on you. Without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sin. The King of Kings' blood. Not the blood of a goat from Kitwe. Not the blood of a pig from Ndola. But the blood of the Lamb. Tonight, God is stretching out his hand like how he stretched at her. Now look at her today. She sings in the church. So beautiful. It's because of the blood. And tonight that blood is coming for you too. Tonight that blood is coming for you. To wash away your sins. And to deal with the devil once and for all. Once and for all. Once and for all. The King of Kings himself is here tonight. Now Jesus is here right now. He's here. I can see that Jesus is here. He's here to save. He's going to destroy anything that Satan has planted in you and in your life to destroy, starting from your sins to diseases, to devils, to legions of demons. Each one, Jesus, the King of Kings, is ready to come into your life. And tonight he's knocking. How many are ready to open your heart to receive this Jesus? And stand to your feet right now. Stand to your feet. Nobody should move, please. Nobody should move. Nobody should walk. Tonight, This is my blood, which is shed for the remission of the sins of many. If you are here tonight, I don't care which church you've been to before. If you want the blood of Jesus to wash away the sins which Satan has made you commit, you want to have a new life, you want to start all over again, Jesus loves me, this I know. Tonight, wherever you are, if you want the blood of Jesus to wash you and cleanse you, lift your hands like this. Yes. Just lift it up high. If you don't need it, you don't have to. You need the blood of Jesus to wash you and cleanse you. Lift your hands up high. And say these prayers with me now. Say Jesus. Say Jesus. Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you for tonight.
Thank you for tonight.
Oh God.
Oh God.
I am a sinner.
I'm a sinner.
I know I am a sinner.
I know I'm a sinner.
I have fallen.
I have fallen.
I have sinned.
I have sinned.
Many times.
Many times.
Oh God.
Oh God.
Satan has tempted me.
Satan has tempted me.
And I have fallen.
And I have fallen.
I am sorry. Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Please forgive me.
Now, Papa, tender.
Please forgive me.
Please forgive me.
Wash me.
Wash me.
With the blood of Jesus.
With the blood of Jesus.
Oh Father.
Oh Father.
Tonight.
Tonight.
I am repenting.
I'm repenting.
I am turning around.
I'm turning around.
I am turning around.
I'm turning around.
Please wash me.
Please wash me.
Please forgive me.
Please forgive me.
Tonight.
Tonight.
I open my heart.
Lord Jesus,
come into my heart
and change me.
Come into my heart
and save me.
Lord Jesus, cleanse me. Forgive me. Have mercy on me. I come to you, Jesus, just as I am. Thank you for receiving me. Please write my name in the book of life. Tonight. Please write my name
in the book of life.
My name is. Mention your name. My name is. Please write this name in the book of life. From tonight, I am a child of God.
From tonight,
I am born again.
From tonight,
I belong to Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Lord,
for saving me
from my sins.
Thank you, Jesus,
for saving me
from my sins.
Tonight,
I thank you
for saving me
with your blood
from my sins.
Tonight,
I lift my hand.
I say, I surrender all.
Wave your hand to Jesus and say, I surrender all.
I surrender all.
To Jesus
from tonight.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Amen and amen.
Give the Lord a shout of hallelujah.
Now,
Lift up your right hand with just your finger, one finger like this. We are going to speak to the devil. Say after me, Satan. Listen very, very carefully. In the name of Jesus. From tonight. Christ has set me free from you.
Christ has set me free from you.
Satan, I used to be your servant.
I used to follow you.
I used to obey you.
But from tonight,
Christ has set me free
from the devil.
Satan,
from tonight,
I bind you.
I rebuke you.
I reject you
out of my life.
Go!
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 Satan, go out in the name of Jesus.
I belong to God.
Lift your two hands, say, I belong to God.
I belong to Jesus Christ.
Jesus is my Savior.
Jesus is my Master.
Now wave your hand and say, Jesus, I love you.
Jesus, I thank you.
Jesus, I worship you.
Jesus, I thank you.
Jesus, I worship you.
Jesus, I thank you.
Jesus, I worship you.
Jesus, I love you.
Wow. Lift up your book. I gave everybody one of these books. Lift it up. 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 You have different ones. Everybody has one.
Yes.
Make sure you have this. You don't have one? Who does not have? You don't have? Why don't they have? Put your hands down. Put your hands down. How many do not have?
They have left.
All right, those of you who have, lift up. Anyway, everybody lift your hands up. Make sure tomorrow night you get your book. Lift all your, lift your hands. Lift your two hands. Say, Jesus,
from tonight,
I am your child. I am your servant.
And I am following you.
Wave your two hands like this. Wave your two hands. Wave your two hands. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. We are following you, Jesus. We belong to you, Jesus. We like you, Jesus. We choose you, Jesus. We prefer you, Jesus. You are our Master, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for saving us from the devil. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. And everybody shouted, Amen. Prince on stage. Prince on stage.
Naisa kuli imwe. Ndi mubembu. Nali lufyanya. Eicho naisa kuli imwe. Ati mumpokolole. Kumaka yonse. Aya mfimfi. Nalomba. No kupapata. Pamulopa wenu. Uyo wasumine. Kukunsamba ine. Eicho nsambeni. Imbute tutu. Iwe satana. Wewa nchusha jonse. Wewa nchusha jonse. Na kukalipila. Fuma muli ine. ukunchusha kwandi konse nakukana nakutamfya mwishya lya kwa Yesu ukufuma lelo inshiri mushawobe inshakula kubombela.
Say it after him.
Inshakula kuna kila kunkonkeleshe.
Brother, say it slowly. Say it after him. Repeat after him.
Konkeleshe. Iwe Satan. Ukufuma lelo. Inshiri mushawobe. Inshakula kubombela. Inelelo. Ninja. Ninsala. Ukupokelela. Yesu Kristo. Ingom pusushuandi. Ewa nakula bombela. Eshikulu wandi. Mwishina lia kwa Yesu Kristo. Nintetekela. Ati nimpusuka. Indi chilengo. Ichipia. Mwishina lia kwa Yesu Kristo. Na totela. Mwelesa wandi. Mbomfieni. Intungululeni. Injendena imwe. Mwishina lia kwa Yesu Kristo. Amen.
Tomorrow,
Milo,
is Saturday.
Chibelushi.
06 hours.
06 uluchelo.
We are all coming here.
Tulinokuisa panubonsi.
All those who pray this prayer.
Abobon saba chipepa kweli pepo.
Tomorrow,
Milo,
we are going to be taught the word.
Tukala fundwe chelo.
And we are going to have baptism of the Holy Spirit.
Elo kani tukapokele nolu watishulo mpashu wa mshilo.
And then we'll be prayed for.
Elo baka tupepelela.
And there'll be miracles.
Elo baka befisungusho.
So tomorrow,
Echo Milo,
we are all coming here.
Mufile bonse mwa
and counselors, remember that you must be here also.
Miracle service tomorrow at 6. Miracle service here, 06 hours.
Mailo 6 koloko tukakwata ama pepo ya fisungusho uluchelo pano.
Pastor's conference 07 hours.
Ati conference ya washima pepo 7 koloko.
It's time for miracle healing. Whatever problem you have, the King of Kings is here to heal you. Put your hand wherever your sickness is. No one should even think of moving, because this is a holy moment. This is a holy moment. No one should even think about it. God's power is here right now. Right now, it's happening. Put your hand there. Whatever your problem is. Father, thank you. Thank you for miracles, for healing. Satan, I rebuke you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Receive your healing right now. Yeah, you are being healed of demonic influences and demonic works. Anyone who is affected by demons in any way, lay your hand on your head right now. I'm going to pray for you. Father, I thank you that in the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. I command demon powers. Come out of the people now. Come out.
Fuma.
Come out. Fuma. Come out of her.
Fuma mulibena.
Come out of him.
Fuma mulibena.
Come out of them now.
Fuma mulibena.
Now.
Nobody.
Out.
Fuma.
Out.
No, fuma.
Out.
Fuma.
Out.
Fuma.
Snake.
When soccer.
Snake.
When soccer.
Snake.
When soccer.
Snake.
When soccer.
I say.
Not till
out.
Fuma.
Out.
Fuma.
Cobra spirits. Mamba devils.
Fuma.
Wicked demon powers. Come out.
Fuma.
Kangaroo spirits.
Ati,
come out in the
Fuma.
Name of Jesus.
Fuma.
Every animal spirit.
Fuma.
Struggling.
Fuma.
Struggling.
Fuma.
Come out of the people right
Fuma.
Now. In the name of Jesus.
Fuma.
It's happening. It's happening right now. Lift your hand and thank God right now. Lift your hand and thank God. Something wonderful is happening. Something wonderful is happening. Rabba, babala, baba. Mandele beke baranala mamande.
Anybody screaming, falling down, bring them to me in the front right now.
Yes.
Yes.
Come on.
You are finished.
You are finished.
Everybody begin to bind the devil. I tell you, begin to bind the devil. Begin to bind the devil. Witches are being dispossessed of their powers. Wizards are being dispossessed of their powers. Satan will dispossess you. We fight you. We oppose you. We cast you out. We cast you out. We cast you out. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Yabakaba. 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 Fornication spirit, adultery spirit, hippopotamus spirit, naked woman spirit, come out, spirit of Babylon, spirit of Babylon, come out. Every woman with blood in your mouth, woman of Babylon, with the blood of the prophets, the blood of the saints, come out in the name of Jesus. I bind you, I bind your power. Be healed right now. Be loose right now. It's coming out, 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 it's coming out. In the name of Jesus, be free. Be free. Everybody pray, pray. Something is happening. Hippopotamus spirit. Wicked spirit. Blood drinking woman spirit. Blood drinking woman spirit. Spirit of a snake. I command snakes. Come out. Crocodile. Dragons. Come out. In the name of Jesus. By the power of the Holy Ghost. By the power of the Holy Ghost. La Pala. Spirit of temptation. Spirit of pride. Spirit of vanity. Come out. Spirit of the queen. Ah, Capola. That sitteth on high. That vaunted herself. Yeah, come out in the name of Jesus. Makabola Bala. Yema Shopala. In the name of Jesus, every queen spirit, every queen spirit, come out in Jesus' name. Every prince and principality, you are coming out tonight. You are finished tonight. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, come out. Devils are coming out. Demon powers are finished. Something is happening. Something is happening. Power. 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 Everybody lift your hand and pray in the spirit. Shembarara mamandara baba. Matarara baba. Hey, la baba. Hey, la baba. Hey, 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 hey. Hey, mamandara mamanda. Mandara baba. Spirit of madness. Every mental hospital spirit. Mental hospital spirit. Mental patient spirit. Madness spirit. Spirit of schizophrenia. Spirit of bipolar disease. Spirit of madness. Spirit of depression. Spirit of wickedness. Spirit of nakedness. Come out. Hippo, hippo spirit. Come out. In the name of Jesus. My God. Everybody lift your hands. Thank God right now. You are free from demonic, the demon world. The demon world. The demon. Satan, I strike you down. I strike you down. Down. Now. I strike you down. I strike you down. Now. Get thee behind me. Come out. In the name of Jesus. Look at it. Look at it. Satan, you are finished. 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 Come out. In the name of Jesus. Spirit of a strange woman. In the name of Jesus. Blood drinking spirits, drinking the blood of saints, drinking the blood of prophets. I cast you out in the name of Jesus. HIV spirit, come out! HIV spreading spirit,
spirit of spreader, a spreader of HIV, spreader of death, spreader of death, spreader of death. I bind you in the name of Jesus. I bind your power in the name of Jesus. You are the Lord, my healer. You sent your word and you heal my disease. You are the Lord. You are the Lord, my healer. Satan, you are finished. I strike you down in the name of Jesus. God healer. You are the Lord, you are the Lord, my healer. You sent your word,
you sent your word, and you healed my disease. You are the Lord, my healer.
Put that down, put that down, put that down. Every snake, octopus spirit, come out in Jesus' name. Animal spirit, you are finished. You are finished. You are finished. You are finished. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Powers of dark places are broken tonight. In the name of Jesus. Jesus. Right now, somebody with a lamp in the breast, God is healing you. There's somebody here, you are supposed to die soon. But tonight, God has lifted the barrier. You are going further. You are living longer. I said you are going further. You are living longer. I see a barrier that has been lifted. You will go beyond that barrier. Because tonight, God's power is touching your life. You cannot see. Put your hand on your eyes. Fantastic is happening. Receive healing for your eyes. Receive healing for your eyes. Jesus, thank you.
Yes,
thank you for your power. You could not hear. Put your hand on your ear. A miracle is happening now. A miracle is happening now. In the name of Jesus. 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 Receive the healing. Receive healing. Receive healing. Right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Every pain in your body, place your hand there right now. Something is happening. Miracles are taking place. Father, I thank you for healing tonight. Receive your healing. Receive your deliverance in the name of Jesus. Right now, check yourself. Whatever you couldn't do before, check yourself. God's power is touching you right now. Wherever you are, you couldn't see, but now you can see. You couldn't hear, but now you can hear. Or you had a problem and you can see that God has touched you. Wherever you are, if God has touched you, you are healed of anything. God has healed you tonight. Come quickly to the front here. Come to this side of the stage. Your left side. Come to your left side, this side here. Come from the congregation. If God has healed you, maybe you couldn't walk, but now you can walk. Couldn't see, But now you can see. Whatever, God has set you free. Come to the front quickly. I want to pray for you. And I want to take your testimony. Because something powerful is happening tonight. Jesus is the King of Kings. Jesus is the King. Somebody with a breast healing, come quickly. Wherever you are, your child is healed. Come to the side here. Very quickly. Very quickly. Quickly. We have a testimony, Olivia. Listen, listen. Hey, just wait where you are standing. Olivia.
Hello, evangelist.
Come this way, stand here.
Something powerful happened yesterday.
Speak to the people.
Yesterday,
Milo,
she has a brother. In fact, the mother of the boy is here, but we just can't find locate
him.
This boy died yesterday. He was in coma for 4 days. Oxygen on him was not moving or talking. Yesterday he died. When they went to the hospital, they had removed the oxygen mask, preparing him for the mortuary. But they came here, she and her mother, believing God for a miracle. At the end of the campaign yesterday, they received a call that the boy is back to life.
Jesus higher, lift Jesus higher, lift Jesus higher, lift Jesus higher.
Let her tell us. Tell us in your language. Tell us what happened.
That quato moi chowanzi.
I have my young sister.
No. Kulona hospital. Ofa bashire mchita transfer pa central hospital. But if kafya transfer ofa bamtoere na ku oxygen. So I push out for quite 2 days. In any Karakuch and Bishop of Ashland to Minafonia, too much over half my 17 hours, Mas Milo. For 2 hours, 17 hours, Krakuan to Ambano, Kriana, Manafon Kumfurati, Chirido, Uduk Central, and half. For 2 hours, Abam Lam, Ava Kalamba, Mivans, Ava Mivans, Baba Pabombero, that version, Katian can't send our bedside, but wish we fear Rakonkapo, too money for Shalab. But why should I have sent to hospital? And that's it. What was she ever sang and that's I na market and zvach ponya. Number tonight, Sabway Kerako. I sang about how I take a yeniko. Namba Coloma. So I shall give a power Coloma. So I market and zi. Nava Fumiaco. For now, she never am Namas Kashin and Shah, eh? Nalala Rembono for Shalab and Alala Lacuno Queen. For Bam Lamba, she waked him. Pona shireva machawe tatwalale chenyu ko kudya mapepo twamfwire na kumfwira chentu okotulale fye fotwashire sana ba mapano fotwashire kwa tok pepo pepa na ba pasta ba tupeperera pano uluche ichbush kutwa bwekera motwalala na chira pfya chinshishi benga twampemplo fotwala sanga twala sanga fya tsawe na apwidika atsa sanga ne wana chwaira pano kuingira 0520 And sasango my chef Max Jin Fiance Kananava Mfumiako, Ade Pemena Pio Mwine, Na Totela de Sana Piva, Adifia Winona, Totela de Santa, De Sade Pungapakatskamu Akwe, Sonde pepera kofio kum pepera koma chwandi ndefu aya afu meko oxygen kudyokwa adi kudya ku bedside adi ndefu akwate okwima muchishatakelo chabalesa amen.
She's saying that she has a young brother who was sick and
summarize.
Yes, and then yesterday when they went visiting to the hospital, they found that this boy actually had already died
because he had died
because they had already said that he was fitting and groaning for death. So they removed the oxygen. But when they left in the evening, when the time for visiting was over, they came back over here because they heard that there was a campaign going on here. So they came last evening, leaving the boy that side. So as they were here, they sought for prayers. You prayed for her actually here as a contact for the boy who was in hospital. Okay. So after the prayer meeting, after the campaign last evening, they remained here praying and believing God that the miracle take place.
Wow.
So in the morning, as they were going home, they were wondering as what kind of news they'll receive in the morning. But late in the night, they received the call that actually the boy has started breathing well and is fine, is okay.
Wow.
So that's
give
the miracle.
Give God a mighty clap offering.
Lift Jesus higher, 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 land in Yesu, land in Yesu.
What a powerful miracle.
Amen.
The boy was grown, they removed the, why did they remove the oxygen?
At they removed after they found that he has now started freely breathing on himself without the oxygen.
But why did they move it before?
Did you have to finish the oxygen? Yesterday, when they removed the oxygen in the morning,
is
around
05. Was he dead or not?
He was dead yesterday.
He was dead.
He was so dead.
When he died, did they remove the oxygen?
Do you know?
No.
Let him speak.
The brother died last night. When she came, I actually saw her there. She had the pictures with her, right?
Okay. She came up in the line.
Yes.
The evangelist to lay hands on her.
She had pictures and she was literally crying.
Okay.
And the boy was dead.
The boy was dead.
Wow. Jesus is raising the dead in Zambia.
Hallelujah.
Wow. Fantastic.
Fantastic. I remember her, evangelist in the queue, with a picture. She had a picture, I remember her. And she had tears.
Yes.
Tears, she was crying in the queue. And you laid hands
on the picture.
Yes, you laid hands on the picture. I remember.
Wow. Jesus is doing amazing things.
Amazing.
You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else
now listen.
Like you.
Tomorrow night is the last night in Kitwe. Tomorrow night. From here, we are going to Chingola. But tomorrow night is the last night for Kitwe campaign. The Bible says on the last day, Jesus stood up. On the last day of the
feast.
God is going to do something. Now we are hearing reports that the dead, you see, when you hear the dead are raised, then you are starting to go into certain things. When our convoy was passing through Chingola, people started falling down in the market and praying and singing in Chingola when they were coming here.
From
is it Chilabombwe?
Yes, Chilabombwe.
No, when we were coming from Mufurila.
Ido bale fuma kumfurila, imeotoka shile pita mchingola. Abantu muma mufisa nkano, bata mpirokula ipone na beka.
No, I think when we were coming from Chilabombwe.
Chilabombwe. Ido bale fuma kuchilabombwe.
As the convoy was passing, people were falling down, people were singing, people were started speaking in tongues in the market. God is visiting Zambia. God is visiting Zambia. So tomorrow night, I want everybody here to come to this field with 10 people from your area. Put a car and bring them. Say, come. You'll be saved tonight. The dead are being raised right here in Zambia. BDR, what is happening?
Evangelists, amazing things are happening. This young lady has a child, 2 years old, has had a constant epileptic seizures.
Epileptic convulsions.
Every 20 minutes, this child will have a fit.
20 minutes?
Every 20 minutes.
Is it true?
Yes.
Where is the child?
The child is asleep right here.
Child is here.
Yesterday, her sister brought the baby to the campaign. Since yesterday, evangelist, this child has not had one fit.
Wow. You are
great.
You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. Fantastic. There is. Amazing. This is evil spirit. Epilepsy is always an evil spirit. Always. Always. Always.
And
this is, you see, you can't have it clearer. Every 20 minutes, there's a convulsion. Every 20, since yesterday night, disappeared. Whatever is in your life that is harassing you every few minutes, receive your healing in Jesus' name. Fantastic. Thank you, Jesus. Olivia, what is this?
Evangelist, this lady could not hear from this ear, the right ear.
Right ear?
Yes. And tonight, suddenly, it popped open.
The deaf are hearing. This
the deaf
is
are hearing. Deaf. Yes.
Deafness. What happened to you, my dear?
I was not hearing from the time I was a child. I had a problem with this ear. But when you say, do you lay your hands on where, wherever you are feeling the problem, I put my hands on my ears. And when I just finished, after that prayer, I tried to close this one that I gave, and I was able to hear what you are saying.
Since when?
From the time I was a child, five, I had a problem with my ear.
Wow. Since she was 5 years, close the other one, and somebody say something behind her.
Cholomuna.
She can hear. Yeah.
I just arrived in Quito yesterday.
Are you happy?
I'm very happy, very happy, because this has made me to always be a laughing stock in my class. I'm a student. I always sit in front, you know, because I can't hear my lecturers when they are teaching if I sit at the back.
And when did this happen? Tonight?
Tonight. And today I just came yesterday. I came to do my internship at Quito General Hospital as a clinician. But as I was passing, I just saw a poster. I was like, no, today I'm going to the healing service.
Ah! Wow! Look. You know, I'll tell you something. When somebody says they cannot hear in 1 year, you know, one day something happened to me and my ear closed for 2 weeks. I tell you, since then, and it opened Since then, when somebody says the ear, because when one ear is not working, the sound is different. Everything, is it not true?
It's true, man. It's true.
Wow. And suddenly, are you a nurse?
I'm a clinic officer. I'm training as a clinic officer.
You're training as a clinic officer?
Yes, I've just come to do my internship at the hospital.
Hospital. Wow. How many believe that Jesus is a he? Suddenly, pop open.
He's a healing Jesus. A healing Jesus. He's healing you.
What is this?
Evangelist, this man could not see at all in his left eye. He had cataract surgery twice.
So he was blind in which side?
On the left side. But tonight, when you pray, the power of God came over him. He can see from that eye.
Wow.
He can see.
Is it true?
It is true.
What happened?
I don't know because this problem started 1879. From 79, I went to the hospital. I was operated in UTH hospital.
UTH?
Yes.
What's UTH?
Lusaka.
In Lusaka.
Lusaka.
Yes. Then from there again, when I came here, 83 in Kitwe, I was also operated. The same problem, the white thing coming from that end to the pupil.
All was covered with white.
Yes, covering the nanny. So I was not reading. I went there, they give me some glasses for reading. So still more, I have got a problem. But today, I can see even very fast, just a distance.
Wow! So when did it happen? When we were praying just now.
So I was praying. I was closing my eyes when you are praying. Touch where there. If you have got a problem, just touch your hand. Put on your hand. I put on my right, my left eye. So after that, when I look, I see you even on the stage.
Why don't you give the Lord a shout? Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Are you happy?
I'm happy. Very happy. Very happy. Excited. She was.
Well, you see, these are real miracles. This one you cannot, let's be serious. This is something serious. Since 79. Give the Lord a shout of
hallelujah.
Evangelist, another healing of the ear.
Ear?
Yes, evangelist. She could not hear for 2 years in the right ear. She said that when you were praying, she did put her hand here, and then suddenly when she opened it, she could hear you. So she tried and closed the one that she normally hears with, and she realized she could still hear you.
Wow. Is it true, my dear?
Yes, it's true.
What happened? Tell us.
When I was praying.
You could not do what? What was your problem?
I wasn't here. Just my one ear.
Just one ear? Yes. Okay, and what happened today? You came to church?
Yes.
And what happened?
When you was praying, I crossed my one ear.
Yes.
And then, other side here, I heard you praying.
You heard me? You closed and you suddenly heard me praying on the other side. But before, you couldn't hear on that side?
Yes.
So now close the one that was good before. Can you still hear me?
Yes.
You can hear me now.
Yes.
But before you couldn't hear that.
Yes.
Wow.
Wow.
How old are you, my dear?
I'm 13 years old.
13. So has Jesus done a miracle for you?
Yes.
Are you happy about it?
Yes, I'm happy.
You're happy. What's your name? I want to take a picture with you.
My name is Mildred Karenga.
Your name is what?
Mildred.
Mildred. This is Mildred. We are in, where are we? Kitwe. We are in Kitwe. This is Mildred. Her ears was, she could not hear on this side. And she put her hand on the ear and she can just hear. Miracle. And her name is Mildred. Who is taking the picture? Wow. Yeah. Give the Lord. Is that her mother? This is Mildred's mother.
No, I'm the sister.
Ah, the sister. Hey. Thank you, Jesus. You're blessed. Give the Lord a mighty clap of praise.
Yesu alikula. Alikula. Yesu alikula. Alikula. Yesu alikula.
Amazing. BDR, what is this?
Evangelist, God is opening ears in Kitwe.
Yes.
This man was deaf in both ears.
Hey.
Tonight, evangelist, his ears have popped open by the power of the Spirit and he can hear.
He can hear. The King of Kings has healed him. Is it true, sir?
Ndeufwa, Pastor.
Ndeufwa.
I'm hearing.
Ndeufwa.
I'm hearing. Both
I'm ears. Hearing.
Yes.
Ndeufwa.
Yes, yes, yes.
Ndeufwa.
Ndeufwa.
Ndeufwa. Ndeufwa. Give the Lord a show.
Everything a double, double.
The devil is very sad that we are happy. The devil doesn't like us to be happy. He only wants us to go and drink in a bar and fool around. We are happy in church. What is happening, BDR?
Evangelist, you mentioned breast lumps when you were praying.
Breasts.
This young lady had two breast lumps which were removed previously.
Wow.
Then it reappeared in the left breast.
Wow.
Tonight, when you prayed, the lamp has disappeared.
Lamp has disappeared? Is it true?
It's true.
Can we have some volume on the... You doing something to the volume? Lamp is gone?
Yes.
Wow. Doctor, did you examine her breast?
Yes, I examined her breast, evangelist.
You actually examined?
I examined her breast.
This is a real medical doctor from Memphis, United States. And she examined... And doctor... Tell the truth. Don't tell lies. Is it there or not?
There is no lump in either breast.
No, and you examine all the two.
I examined both of them.
Wow. Give the Lord a mighty clap offering.
Yahweh Leni. Yahweh Leni. Yahweh Leni. Tolo Keni. Tolo Leni. Sana. 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 Sana.
Olivia, what is this?
Evangelist, she could not see with the left eye for 4 years.
See.
When she looks at anything, she sees just white, something white covering everywhere. Evangelist, her eyes are opened and she's
Niabona, Niabona.
So 4 years, eh? It is amazing. I didn't talk about Sanga Pamels. So now you're a hospital, I shouldn't give it to you. Mupale, Nadi, Tina, Tina, and Mukote, Kutia, Pofuka. So I didn't know I should have fought you one for a quarrel and nice and I left one of Bukonka Kuchingol. So I paled on a Jisaka chair of my to Arikunoku and I wake up a fear of fear. Later on a Jisa, he didn't need more the Atam Pokumon at the Alem Wenish, but in them on a Fumi Fuiso.
Fumi Fuiso is what?
A mist. Yes, yeah.
It's like a mist.
Yes.
And now?
She's where she was not able to see, there is now mist. She's able to see
partially with the same.
And when she could not see at all,
she couldn't
at all.
But now she can see and
mist. Mist, yes.
Wow. How many believe God is touching her eyes totally? Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Beautiful.
She could not walk.
Could not
properly.
Walk.
Problem with the knee and the
come
legs.
On, my dear, walk, let's see.
For 22 years.
How many years? How long?
22 years. In the Amoriana, 1995. Yakaripa, yes, so. So, Ngandenda Niso. So, the day, yesterday, Ababa left Tamushina Moto, Cavalevi, Ravalevi, and I push a night. Nikuis or Queen at Kuchitwe boys, Ekuriama people. If I am a munga and then a samba and a samba, Nana Pastation, Shalefa, Okunina, Amabasiavo, Nanina Fed Transport, and Naisa, Naisa, I can a last if you. When I came. Awe fabai shida batanti yokupepa baisala ndati mwika tabale kalipa epo nai keti apa nai spape babape babapuisha baisala ndati muyi chitekuimona mumone nai saima na mona na chitefi hey na eso kupanga
look at that.
Give
the Lord a shot. She's playing football now.
Yes, evangelist.
She's playing football. She did it. Hey! 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 Hey!
Hey! Hey! Hey! Hey! Hey! Change your dance, change your dance, change your dance, change your dance, be like that.
Evangelist, another breast lamp has disappeared.
Breast lamp again.
Yes.
Doctor, how do you normally remove breast lamps in the hospital?
You have to have surgery.
How is the surgery like?
They have to cut your
they
breast.
They take a knife.
They take a knife. They make you sleep.
They slice through the breast.
Yes.
And the whole breast opens out and blood comes all over the breast and they go deep inside the breast to remove
them.
Did you do that tonight to her?
I did not do anything.
Did you see any knife tonight?
I just examined her. That's
you examined,
all I did.
And what has happened?
There's nothing there.
No.
Since 2014.
Hey. Were you afraid you had cancer?
I was beginning to think so because I used to have constant pains.
Constant
and I thank
pain.
God the nurse that worked on me is right here, Sister Susan.
There was a nurse?
Yes, she operated on me 2014. And wow. after that surgery, I've been experiencing pains. My sister can bear me witness. I can't even put on my bra properly.
Wow.
It's been painful. So when we were praying, I felt really hot on my breast.
Wow.
I tried to...
You felt hot?
Hot.
Wow. Hot.
Then I tried to... I touched it, felt it, because I couldn't do this before. It was painful.
You couldn't do this
even
before?
Even when I do this, I couldn't.
Hey.
We were together, so we were doing it. Yes. You I couldn't. It, I was in pain, but I can change my dance now.
Change your dance. Change your dance.
And you examined her?
I examined her, Evangelist.
Where's the lamp?
There's nothing.
No
there's
lamp?
There's nothing. There's no lamp.
This is a medical doctor. She went to the same medical school that I went to in Ghana. 7 years. A real medical doctor. She's now a doctor in America. Father, thank you for your power and your healing tonight. In Jesus' name. Wow. Wow. Olivia, what is happening?
Evangelist, another healing of the breast. This breast. Time, pain for 1 year.
Breast pain?
Yes.
Nostalgia?
Yes.
Has the pain gone?
Ah, Pastor. Kasi no pa ninga tawtera,
panchare. Every woman, put your hand on your breast. All breasts. I'm praying for breasts. All breasts. Father, I pray for protection for every breast. Against cancer, I rebuke cancer. I rebuke lump. I rebuke breast disease. Come out and go out. For today, for tomorrow, for next year, may your breast be covered by the blood of the Lamb and delivered by Jehovah from every assault and every wickedness. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. What is happening over there?
This gentleman came all the way from Kawambwa in the north. He was deaf in the right ear.
He came all the way from Kawambwa.
He was deaf in the right
ear. One day we are coming to Kawambwa for a crusade.
Amen.
Can you hear now?
Yes.
Your ear is open.
Yes.
Are you happy?
Yes, I'm very happy.
Why are you very happy?
Because I'm not expected, but I'm very surprised. But since when I was very young, but I believe God. But my ears, I get to understand.
My ear what?
He's able to hear.
You can understand now.
Yes, I get to understand.
But now.
I believe God, the power of God.
Now, can you hear?
Yes, I can hear.
Wow. Do you know why a lot of people become deaf? When you are a child, your ear is, the eardrum is bigger. It's exposed to infections. So the children have that. So when they have chronic infections, otitis media, then it can affect the eardrum and then they can go deaf on that side. That's why a lot of people say, from 5 years, I couldn't hear. And then now, suddenly, God's power touches them. That's how come. Father, thank you for healing tonight, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, wahambanati. Oh, wahambanati. Siyabonga.
Strength. Beautiful. What's wrong with him? He's got what?
Crack.
What's that? He's cracked the leg. He's not failing to walk. Jesus, thank you for healing. We are praying so many miracles. Tomorrow night, we are starting at 6 o'clock. Make sure you are here early. Thank you, Jesus, for your healing.
Crowds
Jesus.
Have lined the narrow street. To see this man from Galilee.
Yes.
Just a couple
many miracles, many healings,
leading fools astray.
Thanks, Jesus.
Yet many kneel to give him praise. And in his eyes they glimpse the power,
yes,
that sees the heart of all men. For he knows his father's heart.
Thank you, Jesus.
He speaks his father's word.
Yes, thanks for
when
mercy.
He comes in the name of the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, there is strength in the name of the Lord.
There's power.
When there's nothing left to do, but just depend on you and the power of your name. Oh, and as we call upon your name,
yes,
your strength. We can.
Yes.
Extend the master's hand when we come in the name of the Lord. Lord, and there is strength in the name of the Lord.
There's power.
There is power in the name of the Lord. There is hope in the name of the Lord. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. The name of the Lord. There is strength in the name of the Lord. There is power in the name of the Lord. There is hope in the name of the Lord. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Crowds have lined the narrow street
to see this man.
To see this man from Galilee.
Just a carpenter.
Just a carpenter, some say, leading fools astray.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yet many kneel to give him praise.
Oh, yes.
And in his eyes they glimpse the part.
Yes.
He knows his father's heart. He seeks his father's word when he comes in the name of the Lord. Oh, there is strength in the name of the Lord.
There's power.
When my plans are falling through, and when my strength is nearly gone,
when there's nothing left to do,
when there's nothing left to do, but just depend on you.
Oh yes, yes. He's a healing Jesus.
He's a healing Jesus.
Long one.
A healing Jesus. He's healing
for you.
Yes. He's a healing Jesus. He's a healing Jesus. He's a healing Jesus.
Right now.
Right now.
His power is flowing your way.
It's flowing. Yes.
That you are calling.
His glory.
His glory is falling.
In his name.
In his name. Sickness has no name.
He's a healing Jesus.
He's a healing.
The honor.
And the honor.
My God, my God, my God.
Lord, we live.